So it was a funny week this week. Me and Maggie had a nice back and forth email with the bulletin. For some reason, I couldn't get each part right. I couldn't do it. Every time I sent it to her, I sent 2 weeks ago's bulletin, or I sent last week's, this one right here, last week's sermon. It was a back and forth. It was hilarious. It was great. So the Old Testament reading is correct this week, but the sermon is not about community again. This week we're going to talk about leadership and being a leader in faith. So the Old Testament reading today is from Exodus 18, 15 through 27. Moses answered him. He's talking to his father-in-law. Because the people came to me to seek God's will, whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions. Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you, and you cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God, and bring their disputes to him. Teach them his decrees and instructions, and show them the way that they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them over officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose the capable men from all Israel and made them leaders to the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro, his father-in-law, returned to his own country. Have you ever been around someone who came across as being indispensable? From their stance, they could do it all, and they didn't need anybody's help. They knew how to get it done, and they were going to do it right. Don't get in their way. Despite the fact that others were capable of assisting and could have helped out tremendously, could have even made it a lot better or saved you from failure, this person believed they could do it all alone, and they didn't need anyone else. They didn't need any help. While there are individuals in life and people we meet on a daily basis like this, we clearly know that everyone can use help at some point. It doesn't make much sense to believe that one individual can handle all issues, all problems, and all circumstances by themselves. That's why God gave us families, gave us a community to come together and help one another, because we cannot do it alone. But this was the mindset that Moses had. He had been chosen by God. He had led the people out of Israel. He was a competent leader, and he had the best interest of Israel in his mind. Under his leadership, he knew he could do the very best and carry out his responsibility given to him from God and lead the people in the correct path. He knew this because God had chosen him. But he believed he could do it all alone. This nation of thousands, tens of thousands of people, he believed he could judge every issue by himself. Some say that Moses could be seen as a dictator in this sense. He made all the decisions, and no one else had input. Granted, he spoke to God and had God's direction. But in the human governmental organization, he was all alone. To his credit, he was trying his best, and he believed he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. He knew what he was doing. He knew it was to be right. And he was going to do it the best he could. But luckily for Moses and the people of Israel, he changed his leadership style. After listening to the advice of his father-in-law Jethro, After observing how he had been leading the people, his father-in-law came to visit him and stayed for a while. That's how you did it back then. You had a long way, so you stayed for months, even years, and that was considered a visit. Whereas today, after a couple hours, like, go home. We're done for the day. But he came and he watched Moses lead the Israelites. He saw how the government ran. He saw how Moses ran things. And he said, Moses, I think I have an idea. Hear me out, give it a try, and let's see how this goes. In this passage of Scripture, it shows us that for fact, one person cannot do it all. And Jethro, he saw this. Moses, he didn't. But Moses, he listened to him. He saw how tired he was becoming. Every day, all day, from sunrise to sunset, Moses, he sat there and he listened to the Israelites come to him with their problems. This man, he broke my fence. What do we do about it? Well, you give him $100 and fix it yourself. I don't know. Moses, he had all these issues, small things. My child, they fell in this other person's yard over a stone they put in the yard. I don't know. It could have been anything. There were some big issues. This man killed another man. What do we do about that? But all these small issues were wearing Moses out and taking up all his time. I can imagine a line out the door, about a mile long, of people coming to him. They broke my vase. They stole my book. He tore a page out of my book. What do we do? And I couldn't imagine being Moses in this scenario. I'd probably get pretty upset. Figure out your book yourself. That's not an issue for me. I'm only here for the big stuff, leading you in the way of God's wisdom. But Moses, he wasn't this way. He was going to judge every case to the best of his ability, to the extent he thought was needed, through God's wisdom. And it was wearing him out. And Jethro, he saw this. He saw this happening. And he said, Moses, try this. Moses, he thought he was doing great, but out of this respect for his father-in-law, out of this trust he had gained from years of being in this family, Moses, he tried this new strategy of leadership. And he saw that it was highly effective. This new model of leadership that Jethro introduced was probably in place all around Israel. All the different governments probably had this in place. You know, you had the king who was in charge of everything, but he had counselors. There were judges. There were different people who helped him along the way. This form of government wasn't new. We can see it today, even here in America. We have our president. We have our Congress. We have judges. We have this whole structure to help lead the country. Imagine leading America by yourself. That's sort of what it was like for Moses. So he tried this. And it was brand new to him, but he tried it. And it worked. All these people around him were doing these new things, this new government structure. And Moses, he wasn't able to grasp it until someone pointed it out to him. It wasn't something he was accustomed to. And he could have chose to reject his father-in-law's advice and continue to lead the people in the way that he was accustomed to. But out of respect and good judgment on his part, he listened to Jethro. He chose to appoint these people to have help in leadership for a group of people to lead the Israelites instead of one person. He knew that it wasn't good for him or the people. They were all getting wore out. This passage of Scripture, it says a lot to us today. It says that at some point, all the leaders that are in leadership roles, they need someone to be honest with them, for one. They need someone willing to give advice, constructive criticism to their leadership style, to the way the structure is set up. It also says that these leadership roles are meant to be taken as a group. It shows that one person's faith isn't supposed to cast the path for everybody else's faith. It's a group of faith. As we talked last week, it's a community of faith that comes together to lead each other and to help one another. Just as Moses, he became convinced that one person can't do it all. we too must realize that one person cannot and should not attempt to do it all. We see those people who try, and we know it doesn't work. But if anything, we should do our part to help those people. We should do our part to attempt to be as best as God empowers us to be. If we assume responsibility for what we should do individually, the collective body together, through these individual struggles, individual strengths, can come together and be a unit, a group that leads and grows and becomes great. One can only imagine what was going on prior to Jethro entering the picture, entering into the scene where we see Moses leading the people. Scripture tells us that prior to this change of leadership style, that Moses, he literally worked all day long. He attempted to do everything by himself without the assistance of others. And that had to be time consuming. Had to be tiring for both Moses and the people who waited on him day after day. The modern church, as well as the individual members in life, can learn a great message from this passage. In particular, as I've said several times through here, no one can do it all by themselves and should not attempt it. One can see that it's wise to listen to others. We trust regard in one's approach to leadership, simply because it helps make things better. You need to listen to your friends, your neighbors, and your community to help you grow as a person, to help you grow as a leader, to help guide you when you may be lost as well. We also learn that it's never too late to try something new. The Israelites, they had settled into this new governmental structure with Moses at the head. They had settled in. They've been walking around the wilderness, and this is the way it's always been for them after they left Egypt. This is the way it was and how it's going to be. But Jethro saw it could be different. It could be better. So it's never too late to try something new. It's never too late to listen to someone else's advice and change the whole structure. Change everything up. I'm well aware that as a leader, especially a leader of this church, it's hard to do it by yourself and it's impossible. You cannot do it alone. I know what my leadership responsibilities are as the pastor. I know I'm to come and preach on Sunday mornings, to lead you in faith, to be a shepherd, to guide you on your daily walk, and to help wherever help is needed. But I'm also called to challenge you, to build you, to create new leaders out of each of you. To be everybody a leader in the church. Everybody to be a leader in the world. To spread the gospel. To spread the good news with everybody. As each of us are called to do. And it's my prayer that those of you who are currently in leadership in the community, in this church, in the community of faith, whatever circle you're in, that you too will continue to grow and take guidance from others. To look for where God is and where God is leading you. To realize that as a collective unit, you are better than by yourself. And that you too will train other leaders. As Moses has been thankful for his father-in-law's advice, I'm sure after a great night's sleep after the first night of it working, we too can relax a little bit when we have help from others. So I need your help, church, to help lead this church, to help lead the community. We all need to be leaders. We all need to be servants of Jesus and to step in and push forward and fight the good fight. God, He needs our help. As we talked about last week with the community of faith, Jesus even said, I can't do it alone. I need you disciples to help spread the news with me, to pray with me, to keep guard over me. I cannot lead by myself. To do it, I need you. I pray that everyone is willing to stand up and become leaders in communities if they're not already leaders. And for those that are leading, to continue to grow, continue to take this guidance, continue to follow God in the path set before you. My challenge is here. My challenge is to help us all grow. But your challenge is here as well, to help each other grow. Let us embrace this challenge together and approach this model ministry, this group leadership, this community of faith, and to grow together. Let's approach it just as Moses did with the advice from Jethro. To come together, to listen to one another, to accept advice, take criticism where criticism is due. I know I'm not perfect, and I know it hurts sometimes, hurts my pride, when someone says, Austin, you did that wrong. That was way off. That was terrible. But you know, I need that sometimes. That's something I'd never do again, because I know it was bad. It didn't work, whatever that was. Seems like it's happened at work all the time. But there's always a need for a leader. There may be 24 leaders here in the room today, but there's always a need for another one to step up. Just as we see with the youth doing for their children's service. That's awesome, by the way. It makes me happy every time I see it. God calls us to lead. God also calls us to follow. There are times when we need to step back, listen to others' advice, follow someone else's leadership. There are times when our leadership models, our styles, our abilities, our strengths aren't meant to lead in that time. And that's okay. To help the leader is all the same. To be a part of that community and help the leader grow, help the leader lead. That's what the kingdom of God's all about. Everyone leads, everyone also follows. So the question is, will you be a leader? Will you help your leader? Will you follow your leader wherever they go? And I challenge each of us to begin, if we have not begun already, to start being a leader, to grow, to start assisting leadership in ways you've never done before. Join groups you didn't think you would ever be a part of. Help it grow. Join a group that you're like, I could lead that. That's something I want to start. There may be already a group for that. Join it. Be a part of it. Grow. Help lead it in some way. There's not just one leader. There's a community of leaders wherever you go. That's what God calls us to be in the kingdom of God, which is our goal. If you'll pray with me. Lord, thank you again for this beautiful day you've given us. And Lord, help us to grow. Help us to be leaders. Help us to criticize one another and to take criticism. Give us the strength to push on, the wisdom to lead, and the wisdom to realize when we're leading the wrong way, and the wisdom to know when we need help, and the strength to ask for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.